KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A, and we have a full house of Concert Club members today. Thanks for being here, y'all. And as I said, let's get this weekend started. What it is Hayes Carl is in the house. And what it is his new album that came out last Friday. And we're so glad he found time for us in the midst of this Austin tour that is, I think, about 5 or 6 shows deep at this point. Hayes has his band with him here. Hopefully you're lucky enough to have tickets for the last 2 sold-out Austin shows. One's tonight at the 310, one's tomorrow at Antone's. But if not, you're going to get the show right now. Welcome to KUTX, Hayes Carl and his band. Good to see you, man. Live on KUTX, What It Is. The new album came out Friday, Times Like These. Thank you for making time for us, Hayes.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So when you were getting ready to figure out what you were going to do when the record came out, and you mapped out about 6 appearances for Austin in 6 days, you thought that was a good idea.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
How's it playing out so far?
It's great. It's great. We're in the home stretch here. So I did the record release a week ago in Houston. That was I'm from that area, and so we did 4 shows sort of in the Houston area, and then we got 4 here in Austin with a in store and some radio and stuff. And I like doing that. The last three records I've done that, just kind of camp out and on my home turf for a while and get to spend time with the people that helped me get here in the first place. So,
and you recorded What It Is in Nashville. Are you spending your time now at home when you are at home between Nashville and New York?
Yeah, I'm about to be Nashville full time, and that's just where life has led me, and I like it up there. I had a good 12-year run here in Austin, with a year run several years before that wasn't as positive, but we'll always consider Austin home, and I've got a lot of love for the city.
And right back at you. You did this record production-wise with Brad Jones, who's worked with, in Austin, worked with Cotton Mather, but Josh Rouse and Matthew Sweet he's worked with, and Chuck Prophet. And there's really some wonderful touches on this record. There's a little fiddle, there's a banjo, which you're no stranger to employing, and strings and horns. Was that some colors that you wanted to bring to the table this time around?
Yeah, so I had done two records with Brad before, A Trouble in Mind record, which I recorded in Nashville, and my K-Mag Yo-Yo record, which I had done here in Austin with Brad. So we had a long history of working together, and I was really comfortable with him and what he brought to the table. He's just got so many great ideas, and he's such a great musician. He's an incredible bass player and great at arranging my stuff. He would take my simple idea and make it something more. Then I also asked Allison Moore to co-produce. And they both had they had worked together in the past and had a sort of a shared language. And it was something that I wanted more of in my life. And again, I feel somewhat limited and not particularly able to articulate my ideas and vision in the studio and the way that I would want to. And what I loved about, Allison is my partner, but also sometimes my creative partner. And so she knows, she gets to hear all the thoughts going through my head, and we talk a lot about the work and the art. She brought a vision to that as well. So between the two of them, we just decided to try and take this batch of songs and push them in some new directions that I hadn't been. So we added strings on a few and horns on a few, and just tried to give the songs what we felt they needed and be in the moment for each one of those.
The song you just played, Times Like These, the little bit that I know you, I thought, man, that song is Haze. That's kind of your vibe. That's how you roll. And that's what you want to get across in your songs, who you are. So when you're co-writing with your partner, Allison Moore, as you do on a chunk of this record, how does that play out when you're co-writing? First of all, you're no stranger to co-writing, but then co-writing with your partner, how does that play out?
Yeah, I mean, that one, Times Like These, was just I did on my own. But Allison co-wrote, I think, six of the songs on the record with me. And it was it's a really cool experience for me. We're different. We have different sort of sensibilities in some ways, and then we share a lot of influences and ideas as well. And co-writing with anybody can be a tricky proposition. You're putting yourself out there and trying to get on the same page. And when it works, it's a beautiful thing. But when it doesn't, it can be uncomfortable. And that's, I guess, goes for relationships with anybody in life. But Allison's, she brings a whole lot to the table. She's really talented and smart and is way more disciplined than I am. And so it was a great exercise for me. It really helped me sit down and focus. And she brought a different language and I brought my language. And we were talking about it last night, just that combination, I think added up to be something really great. That's just, you have your ideas and you put the ingredients in, and sometimes it ends up being a lot greater than just the parts.
Well, congratulations. It's a wonderful record. What it is the album. Hayes Carl is our guest. He's had about half dozen shows in town this week, tonight at the 310, tomorrow at Antone's. Both are sold out. And brought an amazing band with him today, including Corey Younce on keyboards and backing vocals, Travis Linville on guitar, Gina Spigarelli on bass, and Mike Meadows on drums. And they've got another song for us, which is...
This is called Things You Don't Want to Know. It's the one I wrote with my friend Charlie Mars, who's no stranger to Austin. I used to tell it all to you, but now I don't want to say nada. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Yeah, they only want to hear you say what you were out of. Did you have a cigarette? You know I quit a long time ago. Oh, maybe it was 98, and maybe I will never know. Oh, no, nobody wants to hear the truth. They only want to see a show. And maybe you should stop asking about things you don't want to know. You used to call me bad boy. We used to run all over town. You used to call me James Dean. But now all you want to know is when you're gonna get straight. All you wanna know is where the hell is the car. All you wanna know is why you home so late. And who'd you leave at the bar? Oh no, nobody wants to hear the truth. Oh, they only wanna see a show. And maybe you should stop asking about things you don't wanna know. Do the lies begin? I don't know, but I remember when I used to look you in the eye, but these days I don't even try. To tell it all to you, but now I don't want to say nada. Nobody wants to hear the truth. Yeah, they only want to hear you say what you ought to. Did you have a cigarette? You know I quit a long time ago. Maybe it was last night, and maybe I will never know. Oh, no. Nobody wants to hear the truth. They only want to see a show. And maybe you should stop asking. Maybe you should stop asking. Maybe you should stop asking about things you don't want to know.
You're listening to Hayes Carl, live on KUTX, Things You Don't Want to Know from the new album, What It Is. Listening to that, Hayes, I was just thinking how you're in this great lineage of Texas songwriters from towns to guy on through, and I think those guys are looking down and they're proud, so good work, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hayes Carl, our guest. Oh, and congratulations on your debut at the Grand Ole Opry. That looked like fun.
That was really special. Yeah, thank you.
And the gigs that you've been doing so far, you've been doing with Ben Dickey, who starred in the film Blaze. That's been a good time?
It's been wonderful. Yeah, he's going to be out with us for through May. So we'll do 2 weeks in Texas here, and then we'll head out of state. And yeah, he was incredible in that movie, and he's he was a musician before he was an actor, and he's got a great record that's coming out next week. I think he's going to be in town to put that out. So and that's on... Austin's own Sex Hawk Black record label. I get the order mixed up. Yeah. It's Charlie Sexton, Ethan Hawke, and Lewis Black. And so he's their debut artist for their record label, and it's a really cool record, and he's a great guy. And so it's been fun having him out.
Well, I hope during the life of What It Is, you'll be able to circle back to Austin, and we'll see you again soon.
I'm sure we will. Thank you.
Hayes Carl, our guest today, everybody. Always a pleasure to have Hayes here. If you've got tickets to the sold-out 310 at Antone's shows tonight and tomorrow, good for you. Studio 1A mixed by Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman today. Our multimedia crew led by Jorge Sanhueza Lyon and Salvador Castro. And Studio 1A produced by Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. Y'all can stick around for one more song, right?
Yeah.
Kind of thought so. And we'll post them all at kutx.org.